Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Meseches Tmura Daf Yotes. We begin three lines off the top of the Yomid. Isfe Abaye. Abaye poses a question to whom? To Rava, who resolved an apparent contradiction. What was the kasha we had yesterday? Suppose you have an animal which appears to be suitable for its intended purpose. However, issue is that it's coming from a tainted source. For example, a fellow wanted to donate an oila. An oila is meant to be a male, a zohar. Instead, he's mafresh in a cave a female for an oila. No, it doesn't work. You can't bring it as a carbon. Let's say it had a child. This vlad happens to be a zohar, who's personally suitable to be used as a carbon, because the vlad of an oila has the status of an oila. He's a zohar. Let's go. So, according to the Chachamim, since the mother was unsuitable, was not kosher for oila, likewise a vlad can't be personally brought as an oila. Rather, you let it get a mum, convert the value, and use it to buy the dava for the mizbeach. Kontra blazer, no problem. We are makriv the vlad, despite his problematic origin. However, we found a halacha, a similar case of an asham, which generated a temura, and that temura was a female, which happens to have a vlad. Who's a zachar? What to do with that vlad? Over there, Irma Blazer agrees, or seemed to agree. That's what it seemed from the Bryce. You can't just take it and use it as an oila, which is really what you do with a leftover asha. And it would appear that it's because he's coming from a female. His mother was not really roi for asha. So it's a direct contradiction. Here we say, if you're suitable, go for it, despite your humble origins. And here we say, no, we have to reckon with your source. And since the mother was in a keva, the vlad cannot be offered as an oil. So Rava answered, well, a big difference when he's mafresh in a keva as an oil. Even though she cannot be offered as an oil, because a behema needs to be a zohar. But if she would be a bird, you can bring a nekeva oila bird. So you see that a nekeva isn't totally and completely rejected from the oila family. There's an element of oila even on this mother here as well, because you can have oilas nekeva in some form, some variation. Hence, if we have the child of this mother, who's a vlad zohar, that potential, you know, gets actualized in the child, and you can bring him as an oila. As opposed to the case of the vlad tmuras asham, where the initial, way back, the first carbon was an asham. It was not meant for an oila. So likewise, this byproduct of that asham cannot be considered a direct oila. Esvi abaye. Comes abaye with a kasha. Is that the formula that it's based on? V'chi boyer b'li yezer, shema oila v'imoy. Is it so that to enable the vlad, there needs to be some shem oila al imo, there has to be an element of oila on its mother, in order for the vlad to be considered a proper carbon oila? V'otanya, we have a braisa as follows. A bit different, but very similar. Instead of oila or asham, it's a carbon pesach, which likewise is meant to be a zohar only. Tanya Mafresh, Nekeva Lepischa. This fellow took a Nekeva animal, set it aside as a carbon pesach. What do you do? Tira, Ashatistoev. You let it roam around until it gets a blemish. Vitimacha, you sell it. Vyavid Tamea Pesach. And you take the money and buy with it a carbon pesach. Yalda, Mazel Tov, let's say I had a child. Likewise, Yurashistoev, you let it get a mum. Vimacha, Vyavid Vidam Pesach. Use the money to buy a pesach. Okay, so part one of the Braisa is discussing pre-Pesach. This all happened before the Yom Tov of Pesach. Nishtaru la'achar Pesach. Let's say it's already past the time of the Akrovas HaPesach. And you have a Karban Pesach which was not used. The halacha is that a leftover Karban Pesach turns into a shlamim. Nishtaru achar Pesach. So typically, that's what happens. A leftover Pesach, if it would have been a proper Korban Pesach, a Zohar, unneeded, it turns into a Shlam. But here, it wasn't really a proper Korban Pesach, it wasn't a Keva, which was never really fit personally for Korban Pesach. So after Pesach, it gets relabeled as Shlamim, but not directly, rather indirectly. You convert it to money, which is used to buy a Shlamim. Tire, Achadistoyev. And the same with the child of this Korban Pesach Nekeva after Pesach. Yolda, he gave off birth after Pesach. Yirachet Yistoyev. So here is an interesting point, because this vlad, theoretically, can just be taken and used directly as a Korban Shlomo. No, Yirachet Yistoyev. Send it off for a mum, Achet Yistoyev, Yimacher, V'yavib Dov Shlomo, and use the money for a Shlomo. Why bother going through the whole process, converting it to money? The vlad is a perfect shlamim on its own. So again, we have two parts of the brisa. Firstly, we're speaking about a nekeva that was set aside for Korban Pesach, unsuitable, fine. So before Pesach, you try to convert it to a proper Pesach. That of Lot, same story. After Pesach, you convert it to a Shlomo. Out of Lot, the same thing. Why convert it? After Pesach, out of Lot, use the Lot for Shlomo directly. And the question is, how could you do that? Look what you're doing. You're taking a Lot of an animal which was designated as a Korban Pesach, and you're bringing it as a Shlomo directly. The mother had no connection to Shlomim. There's no element of Shlomim on the mother, which is a prerequisite for using the child for that purpose, according to what we were saying before. But now a case. The Lekha Shem Shlomim Alima. There's no Shem Shlomim on the mother. He was Magdash the mother for Pesach, not for Shlomim. And still, Vamar Velez, well, it says it's okay. You grab Shlomim, take the Vlad, use it as a Shlomim. I understand you can't do it to the mother, because the mother had been it was a deficient Korban Pesach, because it was mafresh of Korban Pesach. It didn't work, so you can't just take it and use it as a shlam. It lost its, you know, hakrava status. You have to convert it to money. But the vlad never had that rejection, so to speak. It's an innocent vlad coming off of Korban Pesach. Well, as it says, take it for a shlam. How could he do that? He's not coming from a shlam. I'm a rav. Rav responds, sure he is, because every Pesach really has within it some Shlomim DNA. An unneeded Pesach turns into a Shlomim. So really every Pesach is a sort of a subset of the Shlomim family. So you could very well understand how it evolves into a Shlomim, at least in the form of his child. Amalei Rava, Achara Pesach Ka'amris, you're talking about after Pesach? Shani Achara Pesach, the Moisar Pesach Gufei Garev Shlomim. The fact is, even an actual original Korban Pesach, a Zachar that was meant for a Pesach, was unneeded, it's after Pesach, Korban Shlomim. It's relabeled as a Shlomim, and it's brought as a Shlomim directly without converting it into money. So although in this case you can't do that to the mother animal, because it was a possible Korban Pesach, so it becomes rejected from Akrova, and you can only, you know, sort of convert into value, etc., but the offspring, he's an innocent child. If he's kosher, go ahead, use him as a Shlomim. Says the Gemara, well, that answer is so good. So why don't we just say the same thing in the first case? You have an Akevel of Pesach, and it's before you know the Yom Tif, and I had a child. Use the child for a Shlomim. Right? The fact is, as Rashi points out, you know, technically, even if a person would take a real Korban Pesach and shecht it as a Shlomim, before Pesach, it's kosher. Rashi says, unless it's, you know, the time of Hakrabas and Pesach or Pesach, but otherwise, a week before Pesach, it's kosher for Shlomim. So then, regarding the vlad of that Nekeva, even if it's a week to Pesach, use it as a Shlomim. If that's the case, that every Pesach is sort of interchangeable with Shlomim, Niflag Nami Bereisha, why didn't Rav Lezer voice a position in the first case as well? Rav Lezer should hold that the Vlad itself can be a Shlomim. Amalai, so Rav says, you're right, he does take issue with that halacha. Incorrect, Achinami is true, just as he takes position in the Seifa. He opposes the Reisha as well. The Machlek is there as well. According to Eliezer, a lot of that Nekeva, you know, Pesach, Korban Pesach, even before Pesach, can be directed to the Shlomim track. Abaye Omar Loi Palag Midi. Abaye disagrees. He says, actually, there's no Machlekes in the Reisha. In the first case, when it's before Pesach, even if Eliezer agrees, you can't do that. Let me explain to you why. You know what the basis for Blazer's position is? You know what his premise is? So we had him in the Mishnah, right? Blazer says, the Mafresh Nekeva La'ayla, and she gave birth, the blood is a Zachar, use him as a Zachar. You know why? It's based on something very different than we had thought until now. The Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah. We have an established formula. Something called Moisar. Moisar means, suppose he had a carbon and he remember his fellow, so he did another one as a backup. Well, let's say one got lost, so he quickly got himself another one and he found the first one. Now you have two on your hands. One is considered a Moisar. So what's the halacha of Moisar? So each type of carbon has its own Moisar system. By Oila, the leftover one is an Oila. By Asham, the leftover one, Roya, you have to let it pasture, get a mum, and redirect it as an Oila. Come Pesach, leftover Pesach turns into a Shlomim, provided it's after Pesach. So the leftover one is a Shlomim. But if it's still before Pesach and you have two before you, you can't really, at this point, this early point, you have to wait it out until after Pesach. At this point, you can't decide, okay, one is a Shlomim, because really both are suitable for Pesach. You can't bring two carbon Pesachs. So, it's really a little bit off the track. It's not really suitable at this point for Hakrava. There's no concept of Moser at this point. And therefore, likewise, the Vlad, which we said follows the same track as the Moisar, is also not suitable for anything at this point. The mother is only suitable for its value, meaning you can redirect it as a Shlomim by selling it. And the same thing with the Vlad. Sorry, for it, you can redirect it as a Korban Pesach, as she says, use the money to buy with it a Korban Pesach. Same thing with the Vlad. So according to Abaye, it's a very simple formula. The Vlad has the same status as the Moisar. Moisar means, you know, the extra carbon that's unneeded. So let's go down the list. Oila, Asham, and Pesach. We'll see in each case how it fits perfectly and corresponds with exactly with Rav Lezer's position on each respective carbon. The reason why Rav Lezer says the Vlad of Oila's Nekeva is an Oila, because the Moisar of Oila also will be considered a direct oila. A person can bring as many oilas as he wants. So same thing with the vlad. The vlad of a asham nekeva. So just like the moisar of asham has to be sent out to get a mum and then reconverted into oila. The same thing with the vlad. The same thing with the fellow who is mafresh in nekeva as a carbon pesach. Just as the Moisar will be redirected and converted, you know, to money and to be used for Korban Pesach, likewise the Vlad. That's only because before Pesach. There's no other option for Moisar other than redirecting it to Dmei Pesach, to be used to buy up Korban Pesach. But after Pesach, a table's turn. after Pesach. What happens to Moisar? An extra carbon Pesach. And that's after Yom Tov. It's over. You don't need it. Lachar Pesach. The Moisar Karev Shlomim. Vlad Nami Karev Shlomim. Here the Moisar is considered a Shlomim, so the Vlad as well. So even though it was in the Keva, but the Vlad is a Zohar, he's a perfect Shlomim. That's only after Pesach. Avlefne Pesach, but it's still before Pesach. The Vlad of this Pesach Nekeva is not suitable for anything. Why? Because since the mother is not suitable, because again, Moisar before Pesach is not right for anything at this point, as we explained. So if a person is mafresh two karbonos for Karban Pesach, for Achrayus, as a backup, to be sure, right? So at this point, you can't use both as a Karban Pesach, only one, nor can you just pick out one and use him as a shlomim, because he's still technically an active Karban Pesach. So it's not really suitable at that point. So likewise, the Vlad has the same status as the Moisar, and it's not suitable. Imei l'may Agdusha, l'may Pesach. So the mother, what kind of Kedusha does it have? It was destined to be converted, to be used for a buying of a Karban Pesach. Vlad Nami, l'may Pesach, likewise. The Vlad of that Karban at that stage is also for the same purpose, going to be designated for Dmei Pesach to be converted to money to buy a Karban Pesach. Okay, so Kohen Tavaya, pretty simple formula. The Vlad has the same status as Moisar. So by Oila, the Moisar would be directly for an Oila, likewise the Vlad of this Oilas Nekeva. By Asham, where it's Royach Yistoiv, and going to be used to buy an Adava, an Oila, same with the Vlad of the Asham Nekeva. By the Vlad of the Karban Pesach before Pesach, where the Moisar doesn't really have proper recourse, not as a Karban Pesach, not as a Shlomim, so the Vlad as well cannot be directly brought as a Karban. Rather we say, look, you have the same status as your mother. Your mother is a Karban Pesach Nekeva, which is not suitable unless you convert it into money and use it to buy a Karban Pesach. Likewise, the child will have the same status. Mesiv Rav Ukra Bacham, I have a question. To Abaye, he says, Umi Amrinan, do we in fact apply this Vlad like Moisar formula? Umi Amrinan, midi ime, lidme, Vlad nami lidme, do we say that since, in this case, by the, you know, Pesach Nekeva, the mother is intended lidme, meaning to convert into money, to be used to buy a carbon, so the Vlad has the same status? Vatanya, we have a Brisa, Hamafresh Nekeva le Pesach. Oh, our case again. He sets aside a Behema Nekeva for Pesach. What does the Brisa say? He, uvalade seha, yirachi istavu, the mother animal, the offspring, sent out to roam around for a mum, and they're sold, v'yimachru, v'yavi, b'dmein Pesach, to be used for purchase of a carbon Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, oh, here's Rabbi Eliezer, says, huatz meikrov Pesach. No, why go through the whole process? This offspring is a zachar. He's good to go directly for a carbon Pesach. Ho, how? Well, but in our case, the Yimei Lidmei, this mother of the Yivlad was only meant for its value, as we said. It's not suitable for anything else. V'yamar v'liyazer, and what does Rilazer tell us about the Yivlad? Hu atzmoy karav l'Pesach. V'lemekminilay v'yimei. The Yivlad is perfectly suitable for Karav Pesach. He's not given the same status as his mother. Amravi, no. Oh, we're talking about a different story here. What happened was that this Vlad was not generated after the mother was designated as a Karban. No, when he was Magdash, the mother, she was already carrying the offspring within. So that unborn animal attained its own status, its own Kedusha, independent of its mother. And it attained a proper Kedusha because it was suitable. It was a Zachar. And therefore, there's no hesitation to taking it and putting it on the Mizbeach directly. Amar Avinu. B'mavrish, behemah mu'beres haskin, was speaking that he was mavrish, an expectant animal. In which case, the unborn gets its own kedusha, its own status, unaffected by its mother. Sure, the mother is unsuitable, but I am suitable, says the Vlad. And Rabbi Eliezer, Savak Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Eliezer is in line with Rabbi Yechanan. If you recall, we had it a while ago, that the unborn is given separate status from the mother, unaffected by the mother's deficiency. The Amar im Shiroi Meshur, technically you can leave out the offspring from the Kedusha of the mother. Why? Do Uber la Verich Imu? We don't consider the Uber as a part of the thigh of the mother, part and parcel of the mother. It's a separate entity. Technically, you can be Magdish the mother without the offspring. So likewise, if it decided to include the child, it's not in conjunction with the mother. It's not one package with the mother. Rather, it's a separate Hegdish. Granted, the mother doesn't get Kedusha Gov because she's in a keva. But the Vlad can have its own Kedusha, a proper Kedusha, highest level Kedusha, and bring him as a Pesach. I'll even prove to you from the wording of the Brice that we're speaking about this type of case. We're speaking about an animal that was already carrying when he was Magdish. The offspring was already present. Look at the Brice again. It says, he, the mother animal, which sounds like the Vlad is there already at the time of designation. That confirms our theory. Okay, so again, quote of Eliezer, the Vlad is suitable, bring him as a carbon, despite the mother's status, but according to Abaye, it has to fit into a very specific formula. The same status as Moisar, so does the Vlad. So we have an exception to the rule, which is that if the Uber was already in the mother, was already present in some form, when he was Magdish the mother, so then it's unaffected by the mother's deficiency. So although the mother was a keva, which is not suitable for Pesach, but the Vlad, which happens to be a Zachar, gets his own yichus, his own independent kedusha. And of course, you can offer him directly as a kohen. We turn to the base. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Although, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Vlad of a Oilas Nekeva is suitable for a carbon directly, so you can be makar of that Vlad, which is a Zohar, as an Oilo, despite his mother being unsuitable for her intended purpose, because an Akeva is not kosher for an Oilo. You're meant to know that halacha is specific to a Vlad of an Oilo's Akeva. Umoyder Belazar, however, Rabbi Elazar would agree, b'mafresh Akeva la'ash. Suppose you set aside an akeva animal as an asham, which is unsuitable. An asham, like an oila, like a pesach, is meant to be a zohar only. In this case, if she has a vlad, which happens to be a zohar, de'ein bino karev asham. The vlad will not be karev as an asham. Rather, you let it go out on the farm till it gets a mum, convert it to money, and buy with that an asham. So again, Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush is that a vlad of a nekeva can be used directly as an asham. That's only by an oila. A vlad of an oila is nekeva, but not a vlad of an asham nekeva. Pshita, well, obviously, let's go back to the reason. That reason only applied by the kevel oila pshita ad kan loikamar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer only holds that position el b'mafresh in the kevel oila. That's only when you set aside a kevel as an oila, because although technically she's not suitable, but in concept, you know, there is a type of oila that can be in a kevel as well. So the two aren't really mutually exclusive. The ikoshem oila, al ima, the concept of oila, the name oila. There's an element of oila on the mother as well. Why? Because you can have oilas nekeva in a bird form. So in this case, although the mother is not suitable, but the vlad, which happens to be a zachar, carries over the shem oila and can be actualized as an oila directly. Aval gabi mafresh nekeva la'ashem, but when it's a nekeva la'ashem, the lekoshem ashem al ima. In this case, there's no element of an asham on the mother at all. There's no type of asham at all that can be in the cave. I feel Rabbi Eliezer might even would agree in this case, like Karav Asham, that the Vlad will not be an asham. So it's obvious because he's coming from a tainted source, something which is completely locked out of Asham. How can the child be better than the mother? So what's the point of even mentioning this case? Well, it's not so simple. Ilav dashminon, if not for him teaching us that a vlad of an Asham can't be an Asham, Havamina would think, maybe Rabbi Eliezer is not based on that factor. Rather, if you're good, you're good, despite your problematic origin. Havamina would think, I would suggest, time to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's basis is Lav Mishum does shame Oilalim, not because there's an element of Oil on the mother, hence it carries over to the child. Ela Mishum the Chazik Vlad Lakrov. Rather, it's because, look, you have a child who's a Zachar, use him as an Oil, despite his problematic source. Vahainambi, and in our case as well, it's a Vlad of an Asham. Chazik Lakrov, this Vlad is a Zachar, use him as an Asham, despite the unsuitability of the mother. Kamash Malam comes, Rabbi Chanina teaches us, no. It's not just about his suitability. It's about his source, about his origin. And yes, only by Eilas Nekeva, where there's an element of Eilas on the mother, that can be actualized in the child, but not by Asham, where there's no element of Asham on the Asham Nekeva. Ihachi, says the Gemara, that's his point. And if, in fact, that's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, because there's an element of Eilah on the mother. So let's just focus again on this statement, this halacha of today. Mafresh Nekeva La'asham, the ben, the vlad of that cannot be used as an asham. Now why did he have to highlight the halacha this way? That the vlad cannot be an asham. He should have highlighted it in a different way. He should have said, look, that the Vlad cannot be an Oila, despite the fact that in some cases the mother Asham will be somehow converted into an Oila in some cases. Still, the Vlad cannot be an Oila because the mother is not directly going to be an oila, maybe through its value, through selling. And once you know that, then certainly you know that the vlad cannot be an asham, which the mother has no relevance to. So why didn't he teach it to us that way? Why did he have to say the vlad of a asham nekeva cannot be an asham, which is a more simple version of the aloha? He should have said, well, it can't be an oila, and certainly it can't be an asham, which the mother has no relevance to, if in fact it's the mother relevance factor that's at play. If it's all about the mother's relevance to this status, so instead of teaching us the halacha in this fashion that the vlad can't be an asham, nishmeinan, he should have taught it to us differently. The child can't be an oila, despite the fact that there isn't a potential element of oila on the mother in some cases. Who adin asham? Certainly, it cannot be an asham which the mother has no relevance to. Says the Gemara, yes, shmina an oila. Well, you can go the other way too. If the halacha would have been stated as oila, that the child can't be an oila, I would say, well, maybe only an oila. Oila would like karva. You can't bring the vlad as an oila to lay agda shalima. Kedushas oila, because after all, the mother was never really labeled as an oila. It was meant to be an asham. So you can understand that the vlad can't have a direct kedushas oila al asham, but with respect to bringing the vlad as an asham, maybe there's room to think that, yeah, aim of vlad karv asham, maybe in this case, since the mother was really meant to be an asham, that's what he had in mind, maybe the vlad can be an asham. Kamashman comes see and tells us no. And since the mother was not roi for asham, likewise, the vlad as well. So bottom line, according to Eliezer, at times, even if the mother animal is not karev for its intended purpose, but the vlad it will be karev, for instance, by an oila, where there's an element of oila even on the mother who's in the keva, because you have some type of oila which is in the keva, like by a bird. So that element carries over to the vlad, and since he's a zachar, you bring him as an oila. But it will not apply to an Osham. And we discussed the Pesach as well. So, yeah, after Pesach, yeah, but because the Meisra Pesach Karev Shlomim, because we have a Shlomim connection there as well, even in the mother, whereas before Pesach, there's no Shlomim option, so therefore the Vlad will also be directed to the same direction as the mother, which is Udmei Pesach. Oh, speaking of which, says the Mishnah, Mafesh Nekevel Osham. Exactly our case, he took in a keva and decided it's going to be an asham, which of course it's not going to work. So only option is let us get a mum and transfer the money. Tirachit the stove, send it out to the farm for a mum, betimacher, have it sold. Yaviv deme asham, use the money to buy an asham. Okay, so it in itself is not roy, but its value is. Vim karev asham, I suppose he got himself another asham and he processed it. Now he doesn't need this one. So this is called Moisar Asham, leftovers from the Asham, and the Alach is Yipul Damal B'Ndama. The money is forwarded to the Ndava, which is a special fund in the Beis HaMikdash, which was used to finance Oilois Ndavas Tzibor. So the public would bring donated, volunteer Oilois. So that's another term for it called Kaitz HaMizbech, the Kaitz, like the dried figs, like the dessert for the Mizbech. When the Mizbech was idle, it would keep it occupied, it would fill the empty slots with these karbanos. Reb Shimon Omer, yeah, I agree that it goes that way, but skip the mum. There's no need for a mum. Timachash le b'mum. Sell it without a mum, because this thing never rose to the level of Kedushas HaGuf. When something has Kedushas HaGuf, you need to downgrade it. Before you sell it, you have to get a mum. It gets downgraded, bumped down to Kedushas Damim, then you sell it. Tanakama assumes that the Kevel Asham has an element of Kedushas HaGuf, which requires the mum process in order to get it sold. Reb Shimon says it never arrived at that level of Kedushas HaGuf because it wasn't Reif HaKrav, it's in the Kevel Asham, so at most it had Kedushas Damim, just sell it as is. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, V'lam Li Tistayv. According to Tanakama, why bother getting a mum? Timachar, just sell it as is. Assumingly, it never got to the level of Kedushas HaGuf. It wasn't a keva, timacher. Kivud Melechaz L'Milsa, since it wasn't really suitable for its intended purpose, for Akrova, it was in a keva, it was the wrong gender, Hainu, that's the biggest mum possible. So it never got to the point of Kedushas HaGuf. Hamarav, Amar V'yuda Amarav, Hainu Tamid Amrinan. I'll tell you why you need a mum. The Amrinan, because we say, Migu, the Nachsal of Kedushas Dam, true. He only generated Kedushas Dam. Once Kedushas Damim takes a hold, it rises up. It gets upgraded. Nachsonam Kedushas HaGuf, the Guf gets applied as well, gets upgraded to that level, in which case the only way to redeem it is to bump it down again through Amum. Amar Rava, in fact, Rava concurs with this halacha, or some errors we learn from here, that whenever Kedushas Damim gets a foothold, it spreads and it expands and rises and it gets upgraded to Kedushas HaGuf. Here's another example. Hegdish Zoyis Hameres, Hegdish Zachar L'damav. A fellow took an animal, a male, a ram. He says, I'm going to bring it as, let's say, an oilo, but not directly. L'damav. I want to sell it and use the money to buy an oilo. So he only granted it Kedushas Damim. Does it remain limited to Damim? No, Kadesh Kedushas HaGuf now rises up to the next level because look, it's Ra'i. It's unblemished, whole, complete. You can't redeem it now. You take it in itself and you mark it on the Mizbeach. Using this concept of Migu. Since it has Kedushas Damim, it rises to the next level as well. And that's based on Rabbi Damar Rav's halacha in understanding our Mishnah. Itma, in fact, we had a discussion about this very case. Hikdir Zachal Adamav. Rav Kana Amar, Kadesh Kedushas HaGuf. He says it gets upgraded to inherent Kedusha. Rabbi Amar, no. Ain't a Kedush. Kedusha is a Guf, because that, after all, that's what he intended to do. Only for its value. Bahadabe Rabbi le Rav Kahana. But in fact, Rabbi conceded to Rav Kahana that once its Kedush on any level arises to the next level, based on Midravidam Rav, understanding of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Oimet to Machash le B'mum. He says, don't bother with the mum process. Nakevel Asham, at most, is Kedushas Damim. Go sell it as is. Now comes the question, what about the migul? Amul Rav Chia bar Avin, Rabbi Yechanan migul, denoch salik dushas donim, teichos lek dushas agud, namik dushas aguf. Contra Pshimon as well. I mean, once you have some level of kedusha, kedusha astamim, it should automatically rise to the next level. Amalei, he says, Rav Shimon disagrees with this point. Tamei, he follows his known opinion, the Amar, where he says, "Call me the deloy chazal el gufei," something which is not suitable for it, its intended purpose. Loy nochsal gusaguf, it never gets to the level of gusaguf. The sani is refined in the brice, and basically the same will apply in our case. It's in the cave of the ashav. It's not meant for hakrova. It stays limited at a basic level of kedushas tam. This time we have a brisa describing unsuitable animals where, yeah, it only has kedushas tamim and no more. Asham ben shana. So this fellow was obligated to bring a carbon asham ben shana within a year of its birth. Behavi ben shtaim, and he brought an older one, within the second year of birth. So basically it's too old for his intended purpose. Or the other way around, ben shtaim was meant to be a 2-year-old. Behavi ben shana brought a 1-year-old. Ksheira, it works. So the carbon is kasha, but it doesn't get applied to the owner's credit. He has to bring another one. Reb Shimon Omer kol atzman in kedusha. No, he says there's no kedusha at all. There's no kedusha saguf at all because he had earmarked it for a specific purpose, and since it's not working for that purpose, it doesn't get. The Kedusha Saguf at all. Asks the Gemara, really, is that so? If it's not fit, it doesn't work. So you have an animal which is a newborn. It's still, yet before 8 days old. It's not really roi for carbon. You have to wait until the 8th day. It's not roi, it's not suitable. And still, Vamar Rav Shimon himself teaches us the Kaddish. That, yes, if you magdish an animal at this early stage, it becomes Kedusha Saguf. Says the Gemara, Shani Mechusazman. That's different to Chazil Machar because it's only a temporary hold. It's just, premature, but it's going to be suitable tomorrow, the next day. So it is considered technically suitable, and therefore it has Kedusha Saguf. Okay, if that's the case, let's go back to the cases in the Braiser. One case was that he was Magdusha too early. Yachi, if that's the case, Asham ben Shtayim. He's meant to bring an Asham of 2 years old. Maybe Ibn Shani brought it 1 year old. According to Rav Shimon, there's no Kedusha. Hachazel Shana. What do you mean? It's going to be fit the next year. It's just a matter of, waiting it out. Says the Gemara, yeah, but even that has a limit. It's only by Bechus Azman, which is just a couple of days. Only in that case, Rav Shimon says it can be granted Kedusha Saguf. Elohim Atam de Rav Shimon. Mechus Hazman. I'll tell you why Rav Shimon applies Kedusha Saguf to a premature situation, a Mechus Hazman situation, pre 8 days old. The Yolotham Levi Bechor, he has a precedent. Look at every Bechor. Newborn kosher animal has Kedusha upon birth, despite the fact that he's still too early for Hakrova. He's not yet 8 days old. The son, because the son is defined in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't remember Shum Rabbi Shimon. He calls Rabbi Shimon, Mechus Hazman, Nichnas L'Delius Aser. That a newborn can be counted in the pen and counted with the other animals with respect to Maser Behema, because he can obtain Kedusha Saguf even at that early stage in life. Why? As we see by Bechor. Just like a Bechor is Kaddish upon birth, even prior to being Roy for Akrava, despite the fact you have to wait him out and only be Makrovim at 8 days old, likewise, Mechusazman, a newborn animal, Kaddish Lefenizmanoi, you can be Makadish him right now, despite the fact you have to wait until 8 days, the Bekar of Lachazman. It's not specific to Mechus Hazman, but in terms of a 1-year-old instead of a 2-year-old, in that case we say if he's not Roy for his intended purpose, it's not going to be Kaddish Kedusha Saguf at all. Likewise, now Mishnah is Magdashay, Nekevala Asham, Kotem Shimon has no Kedusha as Hakuf. Okay, all the best to you, and Atzlacha Rav.